You knew going in, Kyle, was going to be a challenge. Julio Jones, Roddy White, Tony Gonzalez. They surprised you at all last night with how they approached you and attacked that secondary early on, throwing early and often with Matt Ryan?
Not at all. Well, first of all, thank you for having me. You know, it's a talented group, you know, especially at the skill position. So I think, you know, they played to the strengths of the other team. And, you know, granted, they are a good team.
I'm just wondering, who's got? Do you have as much swag as Aqib Talib? Because he looked like he had a lot of fun out there, especially late breaking up that ball against Roddy White.
Oh yeah, no, Aqib, yeah, he brings such a tremendous work ethic to the game at our position, you know, and it's fun out there watching him, you know. So it's one of those guys where, you know, I'm glad he's on our team.
How important was it with that strategy that you guys had with help over the top, letting the cornerbacks play underneath the wide outs and just giving guys a lot of help at certain times?
Like I said, they, you know, are extremely talented at you know, their skill position. So you know, we tried our best to take some guys away, and then the rest of us, you know, it came down to just trying to win your one-on-one battle each play.
Well, you mentioned that it's fun watching Aqib out there and the swagger and the work ethic that he brings. A lot of people, Kyle, point to when he joined your team last year as the beginning of maybe the start, the turnaround of this defense and the progression and getting better. I'm curious, the guy who plays on that position group, how has he impacted you guys, the group, whether it's you and Dennard and the safeties? Can you speak to what his acquisition has meant the last year and a half?
It's meant a lot. He, like, it's, you know, as I aforementioned, the work ethic. Not only that, but leadership. And, you know, it's easy, you know, to, you know, rally behind a guy like that. You know, we have tremendous leaders. And I see Lakeem, Gerard, Vince, you know, Tom, those guys. So like I said, it's not hard to rally behind it. It's just not only play for each other, but play for each other, you know.
You know, I know it got interesting there late, but I still thought that was extremely impressive, dominant performance by you guys throughout early in that game. I mean, you had confidence obviously built the first 3 weeks, but as a lot of people said, this is the test, this is the test. What does a game like this do for your confidence? Does it make you feel like it's validated, or do you guys always feel that way?
No, we didn't take it no different. You know, each week is the same. We, you know, prepare as hard as we can for the next opponent, and, you know, the goal is ultimately to win the game.
How is this defense feeling about themselves right now? How are they coming together better than you guys anticipated?
I feel that is also, you know, we take the same mentality as well. You know, as we started back in the spring, OTAs, through training camp, you know, now we're week five in the year. You know, we always wanted to be, you know, fast, physical, get to the ball, you know, type of defense. And, you know, it's no different, you know, each week.
We're talking to Kyle Arrington, and there's reports after the game last night into this morning, Kyle, media reports that Vince Wilfork has an Achilles injury, is going to be out for the season. Have you guys been told anything on Vince's injury this morning?
You know, we got back so late, 5, 6 in the morning. So, I mean, we had a lot of guys get, unfortunately, get banged up, get injured. You know, we just try to gotta reassess right now. And, like I said, injuries, you know, unfortunately are a big part of the game. And, you know, whatever the deal is, you know, Vince, I'll obviously wish him a speedy recovery.
Yeah, I think a lot of Patriots feel the same way. You mentioned him as a leader before when you started listing down leaders. As a defensive player on that side of the ball, can you talk about his leadership, how you see that manifest itself on a day-in and day-out basis?
Of course, you know, Vince is one of the first guys here. And, I mean, you know, people say that all the time. Well, he's the first guy here, last one to leave. But, no, honestly, as early as I try to get here myself, you know, I can never be, you know, Vince into the building. You know, just tremendous guy, not only on the field, but off the field. I mean, everybody knows the kind of guy he is in the community. And so it's just, you know, unfortunate and sad to see a guy like that get hurt. So, like I said, I definitely will wish him the best, and hopefully he can get
Cincinnati and A.J. Green, another test at that position. He's Kyle Arrington, nice enough to join us after a Patriots win in Atlanta. Kyle, thank you so much. Look forward to talking next week.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate
it. Thanks, Kyle.
Kyle Arrington joining us here.